Hello and welcome back to Managing Emotions number 2. Emotional resilience, managing those stuck times, managing adversity, because yes, literally one door does close and another one can open, and I promise you it is as simple as that. I can safely say that because I can now handle whatever life throws at me, because I don't hold on to my thoughts and feelings. So how have I managed to do that? Well, firstly, I needed to accept and understand, and they're two different things. Accepting it and understanding it are two very different things. I'm going to help you understand today. Accepting it is different, and sometimes you do need help for doing that. But understanding it, firstly, it's my choice. My inner reality, my perception is mine. It's no one else's. If you and I witness the same car accident, our perceptions, our thoughts and our feelings and how we perceive what happened will be different. Okay, so I needed to understand that. I needed to understand that my thoughts and my feelings affected my outlook on life. So I also needed to be aware that my thoughts and feelings, I had the choice. I needed to know them. I needed to know when they were negative, and if they were and they kept hanging around, what to do about it. Have a listen to my Managing Emotions with Batch Flower Remedies, and also listen to your negative thoughts. We have about 60,000 and probably more every day. And actually, once you get to know them, you get to know a pattern. And then you can learn to drop through those thoughts, understand what is behind that. And I'll do another podcast on purely dropping through thoughts. I'm just writing that down to do. Okay, the next thing is not to allow external thoughts and feelings, i.e. from other people, from media, from the newspapers, from the good old internet, not to let them affect me. So, I mean, let's just take a typical everyday scenario, just going to work, for example. I'm thinking of a case the other week where there was a bit of road rage and this guy wanted to race me. And it was hilarious because I started to get annoyed and then I laughed and I did it quite naturally. Now, in the past, I wouldn't have done. I'd have got annoyed and then I'd have thought about it. Then it would have gone on in my head and I'd have replayed the scene. Because our basic brain really does do that. It will relive the scene unless we stop it, unless we take control. But instead, what I'm using now is a mantra. And I'm saying it slowly so you can write it down and I'll repeat it again. But I'm sorry. I love you. I forgive you. Thank you. And I'm happy. So why do I say this to myself? Because I know my body harbours the thoughts and feelings, those negative thoughts and feelings, and I know what they do to me. I get frustrated, I get tense, my neck aches. If I'm on a long drive, that ain't good. I could get bad tempered, could go on and on in my mind, so then my behaviour might change, especially when I get out of the car and I get into work. I could feel guilty or ashamed, and if I'm not careful, these thoughts and feelings will eat away at me and my body. I'll feel tense, I'll have a headache. Worse still, as I say, my behaviour can change. So frankly, I've made the choice that that ain't worth it. I don't want it. So I'm sorry for putting you through this, body. I forgive you for these thoughts. I do love you. Whatever you do or say, I love you. So thank you. Thank you for being you. And yes, I'm happy. So what happens then for me? I have free flowing thoughts and feelings. I'm not holding on. I'm letting go. And what was so funny is that as I naturally just laughed, I could see the two guys looking in their mirror and I could see that they were really puzzled at the fact that I was just laughing. It was so funny. So that made me laugh even more. But, you know, try it out for yourself. And I mean, let's take something a little more, let's elevate it. Let's look at a row at home or a problem at work. I'm not going to compromise my body and my mind and my feelings and hold on to this adversity. I'm going to deal with it. Yeah, I'm going to learn how to communicate my feelings, my problems, and I'm not going to hold on to my frustration or go over and over and over again in my mind because I know what it's going to do with me. I understand totally. I accept that's what it's going to do. And I know I have a choice about this. This way, I live life truly in free-flowing thoughts and mindful action. Free-flowing, because I don't hold on to them, and mindful action, because I live authentically. I don't create negativity inside myself through my thoughts and feelings. And if I do, I catch hold of it, just like I've been fishing. I catch hold of the fish and I deal with it. And I'll share that with you next week too. Want to know more? Check out my website, harmonyinhealth.com. My name is Anne, and you'll see my picture on the website. And do like this podcast. That helps me to help you and know that I'm helping you to achieve something more. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.